Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the privilege, Lord, to teach your word on the airways. I ask you to reveal the mighty word of the living God to the people that hear it. And Lord, may they be blessed. And may you open their hearts and their minds to the mighty word of the living God. Now, Father, as I teach this week on curses, I ask you to open people's understanding to the mighty word so that they may be able to see what causes the problems that they have in life. And they might change from their ways and begin to do what you say. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, this week I'm going to teach on the curses and the blessings. Mostly I'm going to cover curses because for many years as a Sunday school teacher, a deacon, and everything else, a servant of the Lord in the church, I had absolutely no knowledge that there were such things as blessings and curses. But one day I was over in Deuteronomy chapter 27 and 28, and it seemed like every verse had one or two curses in it. And then some of the blessings, I thought how awesome they are. So I'd done a word study on these curses and blessings, and the results is this outline that I'm going to teach on this week. Now, first of all, I'm going to talk about laws governing curses. Now, there are several basic laws that I've come up with that govern curses. And these laws apply to each category of curses. Now then, the different curses that I've found in the Word of God are generational curses, personal sin curses, accursed thing curses, word curses, founding father curses, and witchcraft curses. Now, these are the ones. Now, that may not be inclusive. There may be others because it's very difficult to get everything out of God's Word. This book is so magnificently wonderful. I have come to realize it's almost impossible for a human being, except the Holy Spirit reveal it to you, to get all of the meaning of God's mighty Word. Now then, the basic law, I'm going to call this everything. It seems like there's a law of faith and a law of sin and everything else. So the first basic law that I'm going to talk about there, that there is a cause for every curse. Now then, nothing just accidentally happens to you. Now, I realize that I did not know these things, and I realize that the average person is probably just like myself. I had very little knowledge of God's mighty word. But whenever you begin to read verses like Proverbs 26:2, I want you to listen to what this proverb says. Now here, right in the middle, here in the Word of God, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, verse 2, it says, "Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest." Now then, you think about that and think about what that says. It says that an undeserved curse does not come to rest. Now then, curses are regulated by spiritual law, God's law. You cannot accidentally stumble into a curse. It is God who decides whether one is cursed or blessed. And his decision is based entirely upon your obedience or disobedience to his commandments. Now think about that. No curse comes upon you undeserved. Now, if no curse comes upon you undeserved, it's kind of like, if you want to think about it like this, a child to a parent. Now, the Word of God talks about us being children and God being the parent. But you think about this, no parent spanks their child just to be spanking them. No child reprimands their child just to reprimand them. The child usually has to do something bad, and usually they have to do it two or three times. But anyway, when they do it, you might use this term, they open the door to evil or to torment or to punishment or to being reprimanded somehow, some way. Now then, I realize that most of us, whenever our children break our rules, we either take our belt or a little switch and we give them a two or three little licks to straighten them up. And usually that does a pretty good job. Well, that curse, if you want to call it that, that punishment, did not come upon them undeserved. They deserved what they got. And probably, if the truth were known, they deserved far more than they got. But usually because of our graciousness and mercifulness or our lack of knowledge of the situation, they usually don't get what they deserve. So it's only when we catch them. But the thing about it is, with God's law, He knows everything, and you get by with absolutely nothing. Now then, I want you to think about this here in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. Now then, Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14 is all about the blessings. Now the blessings, as well as the curses, are subject to divine regulation. You do not stumble into the blessings of God accidentally. You either do something wonderful to have these blessings come upon you, or you do something wrong for these curses to come upon you. Now, I want you to think about what I'm going to read here in Deuteronomy 28:15. The Word of God says clearly, after He's just got through reading about or telling us about all the blessings. Now, for 14 verses in Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, He's talked about where every human being wants to live. It's all about the blessings. And if you read those, you'll be blessed when you go in, blessed when you come out. Your children will be blessed. Everything you put your hands to will be blessed. You will not have to borrow any money, but you'll be the lender. I mean, it's absolutely where every human being would want to live. But after making that awesome statement in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, in verse 15, the Word of God says, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord our God. In other words, what He's trying to say there, if you will not do this, but listen to what He says, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all His commandments. How many of His commandments? All of His commandments and His statutes. All these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Now, if you were to take and read all the way to about verse 70 in Deuteronomy 28, from verse 15 through about 70, you will see every kind of plague, sickness, disease, mental disorder, you name it, it's there. Anything that can happen to a human being is in those verses from Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 through verse 70. If you will only read those, you will see that God didn't leave out anything. He covered everything. So, the curses are there. They're listed. He tells you what they are. He tells you what brings them on. Now then, the blessings, as we said a while ago, as well as the curses, are subject to divine law or divine regulation. You cannot stumble into the blessings of God any more than you can stumble into the curses. It is all done by God according to your obedience or your disobedience according to God's mighty word. And since His word is forever settled in heaven, it cannot be broken. These are still in operation today. Now then, Deuteronomy 28, verses 1, I want to read these blessings to you because the blessings are absolutely awesome. This is where everybody wants to live. Listen to the promise of the blessings from the Lord. And it shall come to pass that if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all His commandments, which I will set before you this day. Now, I want you to think about what He's saying here. He's going to set before these commandments before you this day, that the Lord your God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now then, as we read that little entryway into the blessings, what is it that is going to determine whether these blessings come upon you or not? It is you. You have to be obedient and hearken diligently to do all that God has said. Well, let me read the blessings to you. Now, I realize this is where everybody wants to live. Now, all this revolves around your being obedient to diligently hearken unto God's word, to His voice, His spoken word, which is the word of God, and all of His commandments, and to do them. And if you will, these are the blessings that will come upon you. Listen, starting with verse 3, Deuteronomy 28, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shall you be in your field. Blessed shall they be in the fruit of your body. Now that's your children he's talking about. And also the fruit of your ground. And the fruit of your cattle. The increase of your goats. And the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall thou be when you come in. And blessed shall thou be when you go out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee, which is Satan and his host, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Do you notice any requirements here? We have to be obedient. And all people of earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, which is your children, and the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of the ground, in the land where the Lord sware unto thee and to your fathers to give unto thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give you rain unto the land in season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you will hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, and to do all these things I command you today. Now, there is the requirements to walk in God's blessings. We'll have to continue tomorrow. I invite you to our healing school this Saturday, the second Saturday. It is the second Saturday of every month. The healing school starts at 1 p.m. We teach how to walk in divine health. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to learn how to walk in divine health and not have to have any sickness and disease. If you'll come to our healing schools, I will teach you how to walk in divine health. Praise the King. Also invite you to our church, and our healing school is at the same location. It's 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Church starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday. The healing school starts at 1 on Saturday. Praise the Lord Jesus.